Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Presented by Porsche. Introducing the new Porsche 911. Timeless machine. Learn more at PorscheUSA.com/new911. Report. The government and tech need to cooperate on AI. It also warns that AI-enhanced national security apparatus, like autonomous weapons and surveillance systems, will raise ethical questions. By Tom Simonite. America's national security depends on the government getting access to the artificial intelligence breakthroughs made by the technology industry. So says a report submitted to Congress on Monday by the National Security Commission on Artificial Intelligence. The group, which includes executives from Google, Microsoft, Oracle, and Amazon, says the Pentagon and intelligence agencies need a better relationship with Silicon Valley to stay ahead of China. AI adoption for national security is imperative, said Eric Schmidt, chair of the commission and formerly CEO of Google, at a news briefing Monday. The private sector and government officials need to build a shared sense of responsibility. Monday's report says the U.S. leads the world in both military might and AI technology. It predicts that AI can enhance U.S. national security in numerous ways, for example, by making cybersecurity systems, aerial surveillance, and submarine warfare less constrained by human labor and reaction times. But the commission also unspools a litany of reasons that U.S. dominance on the world stage and in AI may not last, noting that China is projected to overtake the U.S. in R&D spending within 10 years, while U.S. federal research spending, as a percentage of GDP, has returned to pre-Sputnik levels and should be increased significantly. Robert Work, vice chair of the commission and previously deputy secretary of defense under Obama and Trump, continued the Cold War comparisons in Monday's news briefing. "We've never faced a high-tech authoritarian competitor before," he said. "The Soviet Union could compete with us in niche capabilities like nuclear weapons and space, but in the broad sense, they were a technological inferior." Created by Congress in August 2018 to offer recommendations on how the U.S. should use AI in national security and defense, the NSCAI has strong tech industry representation. In addition to Schmidt, the 15-member commission includes Safra Catz, CEO of Oracle, Andy Jassy, the head of Amazon's cloud business, and top AI executives from Microsoft and Google. Other members are from NASA, academia, the U.S. Army, and the CIA's Tech Investment Fund. Monday's report says staying ahead of China depends in part on the U.S. government getting more access to AI advances taking place inside tech companies, like those several of the commissioners work for. The document describes the Pentagon as struggling to access the best AI technology on the commercial market. The Department of Defense has in recent years set up a series of programs aimed at forging closer relationships with Silicon Valley companies, large and small. Monday's report suggests that pressure to find new ways to deepen relations will continue to grow, says William Carter, deputy director of the Technology Policy Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. The report clearly articulates that DOD continuing to do business the way it always has and expecting the world to go along with it is not going to work, he says. the commission won't send its final recommendations to Congress until late next year, but Monday's interim report says the U.S. government should invest more in AI research and training, curtail inappropriate Chinese access to U.S. exports and university research, and mull the ethical implications of AI-enhanced national security apparatus. So far, attempts to draw tech companies into more national security contracts have had mixed results. Employee protests forced Google to promise not to renew its piece of a Pentagon program, Project Maven, created to show how tech companies could help military AI projects. Microsoft has also faced internal protests over contracts with the Army and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Yet Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella and his Amazon counterpart, Jeff Bezos, have issued full-throated statements in support of the idea of taking national security contracts. Last month, Microsoft won a $10 billion Pentagon cloud computing contract motivated in part by a desire to improve the department's AI capabilities. Deals like that could become more common if the commission proves to be influential. Work said at Monday's briefing that the fallout from Google's high-profile Maven reversal had been minor. The department was a little worried that when Google removed itself from Project Maven, that would start a stampede with other high-tech firms, he said. That did not happen. Google's response to the Maven protests included releasing a set of ethical guidelines for future AI projects that explicitly allow military projects but forbid work on weapons. Monday's report warns that national security AI projects will raise their own ethical questions for the U.S. government. The report doesn't set out firm limits or guidelines, but says U.S. agencies should take time to think about how AI national security tools can be made reliable and used in ways that respect human rights. This comes a few days after a Pentagon advisory board proposed ethics guidelines for military AI projects. Although the ethics discussion is light on detail, it is notable that the report includes it all, says Heather Roth, a senior research analyst at Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory and an advisor to the commission. Ethical questions raised by new national security technologies, such as nuclear weapons, blinding lasers, or wide-scale surveillance, have usually not received much acknowledgement until after they were used or developed, she says. If there was a discussion about ethics, it didn't really happen until after the fact, Roth says. This is much more proactive.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.